Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading She Knows Your Death. It's from a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights, written by Tobias Wade. If you enjoy this story and if you enjoyed the other ones in this collection, pick yourself up a copy of this book. Links will be in the description of this video and podcast episode. Without further ado, thank you patrons for helping make this episode possible. Thank you for listening. Let's get started. Most people wish that they were rich growing up, but I don't, because I had magic, and that is so much more important. All the children of Canterbury know there's a witch living at the edge of town. We know it by her house, with its dead trees and rotting planks and dirty windows that never let any light in. We know it by the way she scowls at us as we pass by, as though wishing torment upon whatever she looks at. But most of all, we know it by the way she can predict when someone is going to die. She got it right about Mrs. Wilson, right down to the day, and Stinson with his throat cut. How else but magic could she have known that was going to happen? She even makes a business out of it, charging people to predict when and how the end will come. The children are her only customers, though, because they're the only ones who know the truth about her. When the children ask how their parents will die, she always makes them pay her first. She tells them to steal something valuable from their parents and to bring it to her for her to work her magic through. The more valuable it is, she tells us, the stronger their emotional connection to it and the better read she is able to make. Every child who cares about their parents at all has to do it. A diamond necklace, an antique heirloom, an original painting off the wall. It doesn't matter what it is. She'll run her gnarled old knuckles over the thing, chanting unfamiliar words as she speaks with the spirit realm. Then she'll start to ask questions. Where the child lives, how old the parents are, what sort of things they like to do for fun when they're alone. The children always tell her everything she wants to know, because that's how the magic is done. Then she'll start burning incense and humming, holding the child's hand while she holds the valuable possession, her withered old eyes pinched so tightly that her eyebrows meet her cheeks. My parents didn't have any valuable things, but I brought a pretty nice dress that looked pretty all the same. The witch didn't spend much time with it before telling me my parents would live a long and happy life. I stayed to watch as she performed the ceremony with others, though, telling them what they most wanted and dreaded to hear. I watched so many times that I noticed something funny. If you brought her something poor and shabby, then she'll say your parents will live 100 years. But if you bring her something really nice, you can be sure that death is right around the corner. She successfully predicted 4 deaths before she was arrested. Her name was Alice Maddle, and she was so good at making prophecies because it turned out that she was the one making sure they came true. When I was older, I learned that she used the children to find out who the best targets were, and then murdered them to steal the rest of what they had. I never stopped thinking about how lucky I was my parents weren't rich, because that would have been the end of them. I hope you enjoyed this really short story. If you did, like the video, episode, whatever, comment, you know, do the things. And, well, if you don't do that, that's fine too. Still love you. If you'd like to come join the Discord, though, you can do so. I think that'd be super awesome. And if you'd like to support the channel more, there is a Patreon available. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this short little story, and we'll see you in the next one.